Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Emmanuel Macron is launching the second major programme of his presidency relating to labour reforms today. He is meeting union representatives and employers at the Élysée this morning to discuss unemployment insurance schemes and how to improve vocational training. One of the principal points being discussed is whether those who resign from posts should be entitled to unemployment benefit. Talks will last through until tomorrow, with a bill being in place by April next year. Negotiations are underway at the General Electric plant in Grenoble, where unions are battling the American group over possible job losses there. 800 posts are under threat, which is made all the more galling by the fact that the company had committed to creating over 1,000 jobs in France by next year. Greenpeace have made a powerful point this morning as they succeeded in entering the nuclear power plant Cattenom in the Moselle, from where they set off fireworks. They want to prove to the government the lack of proper security at nuclear plants, which could be targeted by terrorists. These claims are at the heart of a report being made by the environmentalist group this week. Allegations against the Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein are mounting within the last 48 hours, with the model Cara Delevingne and the actress Léa Seydoux being the latest to admit to having been sexually harassed by the mogul. One of the most influential producers in American cinema has been dismissed from his position, and it is thought that prosecution is likely to follow. Back in France, changes to the brevet have been announced by the Ministry of Education, although they are minor amendments rather than a major overhaul. Coursework throughout the year will count for slightly less in students' final results, and there will now be 4 separate written tests for subjects, rather than combining them all into one, as takes place currently. French tennis player Caroline Garcia is playing in the Singapore Masters at the end of the month. The tournament brings together the top 8 players in the world, and as the British player Joanna Konta has withdrawn, world number 9 Garcia has stepped in. And finally, the last house Picasso ever lived in is for sale. The property in Mougins in the Alpes-Maritimes, which boasts 15 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms and a huge swimming pool, is on the market for an eye-watering 20 million euros. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.